Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast, where you can listen to fun bilingual stories and more. My name is Barbara. I'm the owner of Spanish for Kiddos. I'll be your host for today's show, and I'll be sharing fun bilingual stories for the fall season. So join me this season as we read aloud stories to encourage readers to read more. So today I want to share three fun bilingual stories for back to school in this special episode. And these have been great ways that you can incorporate a back to school fun read aloud, for instance, or something special that you want to do for that first week back to school to ease maybe the anxiety or the stress. Maybe you have new bilingual students that are joining your class or your homeschool group. So these stories, I think, help to associate what that first day is and how to help students relate to a new classroom. So let's start with the first story. My first day of school as a bilingual student. Mi primer día de la escuela como un estudiante bilingüe. It's my first day of school. I can't wait to see my new school. Es mi primer día de la escuela. No aguanto en ver mi nueva escuela. Oh no. I don't understand the teacher's instruction in English. Who can help me? My classmate can help me. Oh, yo no entiendo las instrucciones en inglés de la maestra. ¿Quién me puede ayudar? Mi compañero de clase me puede ayudar. It's time for lunch. I'm sad. Who can I eat lunch with? I can eat lunch with my new friends. Es hora de almorzar. Estoy triste. ¿Con quién puedo almorzar? Yo puedo almorzar con mis nuevos amigos. Oh no, everyone is playing. Who can I play with? I can play with my new friends. Oh no, todos están jugando. ¿Quién puedo jugar? Yo puedo jugar con mis nuevos amigos. I had a fantastic first day of school. I made new friends. My teacher's very nice. Yo tuve un primer día de la escuela fantástico. Yo hice nuevos amigos. Mi maestra es muy buena. The end of the first story. Our second story is about crazy little monkeys that want to go to school, but they get in such trouble as they head to the first day. So let's find out what they do. Little monkeys want to go to school. Los pequeños bonitos quieren ir a la escuela. There are five little monkeys that want to go to school. They are ready with their school supplies. Cinco pequeños bonitos que quieren ir a la escuela. Ellos están listos con sus útiles escolares. Ride the school bus. Oh no, one little monkey plays in the park. Now there are four little monkeys that want to go to school. Ellos toman el autobús escolar. Oh no, un pequeño monito juega en el parque. Ahora hay cuatro pequeños monitos que quieren ir a la escuela. The four little monkeys are ready with their books. There are many books to read. Los cuatro pequeños monitos están listos con sus libros. Hay muchos libros para leer. Oh no, there's a little monkey that wants to stay and write on the board. Now there are three little monkeys that want to go to school. Oh no, hay un pequeño monito que se quiere quedar para escribir en la pizarra. Ahora hay tres pequeños monitos que quieren ir a la escuela. There's so much to do at school. The three little monkeys do arts and crafts. One little monkey stays to make more crafts. Hay tanto para hacer en la escuela. Los tres pequeños monitos hacen arte y manualidades. Un pequeño monito se queda para hacer más manualidades. There are two little monkeys that want to go to school. They are ready to read fun books. One little monkey stays to read more books. Hay dos pequeños monitos que quieren ir a la escuela. Ellos están listos para leer libros divertidos. Un pequeño monito se queda para leer más libros. There's one little monkey that wants to go to school. The little monkey's hungry, so he eats some apples. At the end of the day, the little monkeys go back home. Hay un pequeño monito que quiere ir a la escuela. El pequeño monito está hambriento. Entonces él come algunas manzanas. Al fin del día, los pequeños monitos regresan a casa. The end of the second story. The third story is called The School Day of the Three Little Pigs. El día de la escuela de los tres pequeños cerditos. One day, three little pigs were ready for the first day of school. Oh no, there was no school. What would they do? Una vez, tres pequeños cerditos estaban listos para el primer día de la escuela. Oh no, no hay una escuela. ¿Qué van a hacer? I know, said the first little pig. I'll build a school of straw. The little pig made a school of straw. Ya lo sé, dijo el primer pequeño cerdito. Voy a construir una escuela de paja. Entonces el pequeño cerdito hizo una escuela de paja. That school is not strong enough, the wolf said. So the wolf blew the school of straw. Oh no, the school was no more. Esa escuela no está suficiente firme, el lobo dijo. Entonces el lobo sopló la escuela de paja. Oh no, la escuela ya no estaba. I know, said the second little pig. I'll build a school made of wood. So the little pig made a school of wood. Ya lo sé, dijo el segundo pequeño cerdito. Voy a construir una escuela de madera. Entonces el pequeño cerdito hizo una escuela de madera. That school is not strong enough, the wolf said. So the wolf blew the school made of wood. Oh no, the school was no more. Esa escuela no está suficiente firme, el lobo dijo. Entonces el lobo sopló la escuela de madera. Oh no, la escuela ya no estaba. I know, said the third little pig. I'll build a school made of bricks. The little pig made a school of bricks. Ya lo sé, dijo el tercer pequeño cerdito. Voy a construir una escuela de ladrillos. Entonces el pequeño cerdito hizo una escuela de ladrillos. That school is not strong enough, the wolf said. So the wolf tried to blow down the school. The school of bricks was strong. Yay, finally the little pigs had a school. Esa escuela no está suficiente firme, el lobo dijo. Entonces el lobo trató de derribar la escuela. Pero la escuela de ladrillos era firme. Yay, finalmente los pequeños cerditos tenían una escuela. The end of el fin of the third story. So I hope you enjoyed those stories. I think they're fun, cute little stories to help the kiddos understand what that first day is, maybe ease some of that tension or anxiety or even the stress of that first day or the first week. And there are other activities. If you look at our blog, there's tons of resources, tips, games that you can take a look at of our back to school resources blog post, along with some great freebies. You can also look for these stories. There are actually free downloads in there as well. And then we other have some fun activities in, as well as stories and other hands-on activities and more in, of course, in our membership and of course in our shop at Spanish for Kiddos. So make sure you can stop by and take a look at that as well. So thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great first day of school or a great first back to school. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye. Do you enjoy these bilingual stories? Become a monthly subscriber to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast to get exclusive content, including videos and special episodes. Thank you so much for your support.